Hello and welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks so much for tuning in today, where we are talking about women entrepreneurs succeeding in style. Today, we are shining the chic spotlight on a wonderful organization called The Joy of Connecting. I've got three fabulous guests in the studio with me today, and I'm going to introduce you to them, and we're going to find out all about what they do and The Joy of Connecting. First off is Bonnie Ross Parker, who is the CEO and founder of The Joy of Connecting and the Latina Joy of Connecting. Bonnie is a seasoned speaker and author and creator of the National Non-Membership Organization. With 27 years of networking experience, Bonnie's focus is to support entrepreneurial women, professionals, and business owners with her customer acquisition marketing model. And it really is a fantastic model, and we're going to get into that in a second. Next, I've got Annette Walden Mason of Painted Lady Enterprises. Annette has a background in customer service and sales. She is a marketing solutions consultant, an entrepreneur, and also a speaker and a facilitator. She helps businesses with their relationship marketing, both online and offline. And she is also one of the contributors for the book 42 Rules for Effective Connections. And then last but certainly not least, we have Carol McNichol with Kylan Financials. Carol is a financial advisor with Kylan Financials. She has over 22 years of experience in insurance and financial services, and she specializes in helping women feel comfortable with their finances and really empowering them to take charge of their financial future. She has the following licenses, which are a lot: the Series 7, 65, 63, Variable Life and Health. Ladies, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. Thanks so much for joining me today. So Bonnie, I want to start with you and just tell me how you got started down this path of creating this wonderful group, The Joy of Connecting.
Well, I love to tell the story because it comes up often. And by background, actually, Elizabeth, I help pioneer mailboxes, et cetera. It is now the UPS store. And during my years with them from 83 to 95, it was pretty clear that they were not supportive of women. There were just so many things that happened in the field that I think a woman would have handled differently. So I won't even go into what they were, but suffice it to say that when I sold my several franchises in my area from the D.C., in the D.C. area, moved to Atlanta, I told my husband, Phil, that I was going to find a way to support women in business. And while I have huge respect for a lot of the organizations that existed at the time, there was just a missing piece, and that missing piece was non-membership, more intimate, a more relaxed environment where a woman could really be who she is and feel passionate about what she represents, and in an environment that would welcome her to hear her story. So ultimately, I created JOC, which will actually be 8 years in August. I can't believe it's going to be 8 years old.
Congratulations. Well, it is so true that women tend to network differently than men and build relationships differently, and creating an environment that specifically kind of nurtures that way of connecting. What have you observed as some of the differences in a group like Joy of Connecting versus maybe, say, a Chamber of Commerce or mixed gender organization?
Well, mixed gender is quite different, of course. But even with women's organizations, one of the distinguishing pieces about the Joy of Connecting is that we're not a membership. And you and I know women are busy, and we provide flexibility. We always say where and when it's convenient. You know, if you're a member of something and it's coming up and you've paid your dues and you think, oh, I just can't believe I have to go again, but I paid and I really should go. Whereas this creates flexibility. The other thing is that, generally speaking, in larger venues, everybody's scurrying around to pass off their business cards. So it really isn't that intimate. Mostly it's built around food and a speaker, whereas the Joy of Connecting, it's more relaxed. You get to socialize. Then you really have a more spotlighted opportunity because everyone gets 3 minutes as opposed to 30 seconds or 1 minute. And also you get a roster. And I think that's important because you know, we all know that if we miss meeting somebody, we may never get that chance again. But with a roster, you always have each other's contact information. So there are just some distinguishing factors that really step up the game and give women a unique experience.
I really like what you're doing. Now, Carol, I want to find out a little bit more about how you found out about the organization and how it plays into your business as a financial advisor.
Well, first of all, I have to explain how I fell upon the joy of Connect. And when I left a company after working for them as a captive agent for 17 years, and I knew that I really wanted to work in the women's market, I was invited to a Joy of Connect. And when I went, I just knew immediately that this was the way for me to market myself to women, because I always felt, while with what I was doing in the past, that women, they lacked the knowledge, or my husband does it all by themselves, and they never knew what they had. And so after going to that meeting, I said I had to become a licensee. And so actually 2 years ago, I opened my licensee in Suwannee and started marketing it. And it was a way of meeting women, building relationships, and being able to do it in a way where they didn't feel pressured into doing business with me, but getting to know me.
And that makes a big difference in how you start off a relationship. Now, Annette Walden, tell me a little bit more about Painted Lady Enterprises and how Joy of Connecting came across your path.
Well, I was working with a coach at the time, and she said, I have some place that you really need to go. So she took me to the one in Johns Creek, and I just thought, oh, this is wonderful. The business that I had at the time, it fit right in with that. So it just worked out great. I kept going on a regular basis, seeking out others that I could go to. And then finally they moved up, because I'm actually from Gainesville, so they moved closer to me to Cumming. And then I had the opportunity to become a co-licensee. So it is just wonderful. It works right in with my relationship marketing business.
Now, Carol, I know there's so much emphasis these days on online marketing. We were talking before the show about Twittering and all of that. Social media has become such a buzz. Why do you think it's important to also have offline marketing in conjunction with what people are doing online?
Well, I always feel jealous of other people who can Twitter, who can put everything on Facebook. I have to tell folks in our business that we cannot do any of that. Anything dealing with the public has to, it cannot be advertised in that way. Even me being here today had to go through compliance just to let one know how important it is for me to be able to have this vehicle to be able to market myself. I market myself in a way where other women are actually my folks out there marketing for me to help me build my seminars. And through these women, I have really been so successful over the past year by doing these seminars. People say to me, actually, other financial advisors say, how do you fill a room? I said, well, have you ever been to a Joy of Connecting? Because that is the secret. So where other advisors cannot do it, I can do it because my marketing force is the Joy of Connecting.
That is amazing. There's a lot of people in business today struggling to fill a room. And so if this is the secret sauce behind how you're able to do that, it sounds like pretty powerful stuff. Talk a little bit about the format of the meetings. Bonnie, you mentioned it, but it is a unique format. Tell me a little bit more about the flow and how the evening progresses.
Okay, and it actually could be evening or luncheon or brunch. It's pretty flexible, again, just to honor the flexibility of a woman and her schedule. And one of the things that we're really sensitive to is sort of reporting to a place on time, you know, depending on traffic and a late babysitter and a spouse that arrives home early and you're trying to get out the door. Our first 45 minutes is actually social. It's social, getting a bite to eat, sitting down, getting to create some conversations, connect with some of the women that are there. And because everyone has on a name tag, you can quickly kind of, you know, address one another. So we allow 45 minutes for sort of a social unwind. And then the formal part of the evening where everyone is together in one room is what we call the official networking portion. And every woman gets to really spotlight to showcase her business. She gets 3 minutes. And for some, you know, Elizabeth, that's like, oh my gosh, I can never fill 3 minutes because because they're so used to 30 seconds or a minute. But we ensure that everybody gets their full time. We always say loud and proud. So anyway, everyone gets to stand up one at a time and share their business, how they got started, what they're passionate about. They get to distribute business cards, brochures, and really have an audience of women that really care about them. They want to hear about what they're doing, what they're passionate about, and how we can support each other. And everyone goes around and does the same thing. And then when that portion is over, the licensee, of course, gets to showcase. And then we move into a segment called testimonials, where women can really share what the experience was like for them. And for some, it was their first networking experience. For some, it was totally different than what they were expecting, which is great because it gives the licensee and one another feedback. And then we do announcements and door prizes. And I think Carol and Annette would agree, nobody leaves when the evening's over. That's when everybody wants to hang out, have another cup of coffee, connect with somebody whose, you know, spotlight was really intriguing to them, set up an appointment, make plans to get together. So it's really a full reach and full and rich interactive experience, generally from about usually 2.5 hours. And it goes so fast. I mean, when I close the door, when we all do, we say, oh my gosh, it went so quickly. So that's pretty much the format.
That's amazing because, you know, we've all been to meetings where they drag on and you're wondering, God, how can I sneak out of this thing?
And this is just the reverse. And it's like, do I have to leave?
Exactly. The fact that people stay afterwards because they just can't wait to get to know people even further is such a testament to what kind of a powerful experience that you're creating here. Now, Annette, there's a lot of other offline marketing opportunities, other groups that people can be part of. Talk a little bit about some of the other options and maybe how Joy of Connecting is similar and is different.
Well, there are lots of other types of meetings, both open and closed. There's BNI, there's the local Chamber of Commerce, there's Power Core, and of course, then there's the number of local types of groups that I call them wannabes. They're all patterned after some other networking group. But I just find the Joy of Connecting is the place for women to network. It provides a warm and nurturing environment. And so oftentimes we have women who are what I call in transition. Maybe perhaps they're looking for an opportunity or looking for a job that come to the meetings. And then there's those that are new entrepreneurs that are just starting a new business, and they all have the same thing to say. You made me feel so comfortable. I was so nervous walking in. Even at my last JOC, the ladies who came who had been in business for a while, but they were just starting to network, saying, oh, I learned so much tonight. I learned how to present myself in an environment like this, and you made us all feel so comfortable. So that's what you take away from Joy of Connecting. It's just a rich, warm, welcoming, nurturing environment.
And it sounds like you get a fairly diverse group of people. I mean, people that own their own business or in some kind of a sales function, sometimes they know that they should be out networking in order to drive business. Sometimes they don't or are a little hesitant on that. Tell me more about who shows up and who are the types of people in this diverse group.
You know, that's so interesting because as the CEO, I travel a lot, and I'm always, and I'm sure that my colleagues would agree, I'm always amazed at what women do. I mean, we have women that have an embroidery and a logo business. You know, we have women that are, we have one gal that's our JOC dentist because she's always showing up and really is very friendly and very warm and inviting for women that don't want to go to the dentist. I was at an event where the gal was the marketing director of a zoo and showed up the following month with a tamed monkey. I mean, you just don't know.
But
we have, on a more serious note, I mean, we have insurance, of course, financial planners, real estate, mortgage, massage therapists, web designers, virtual assistants. We've had women who's have a husband-wife team that own a landscaping business. I mean, it really doesn't matter, Elizabeth. If a woman, I would say, if you need to network, you need to experience the joy of connecting. And it, frankly, it spoils women. Once they come to ours, everything else is pale, simply because it's really a step up from what is the traditional marketplace. And just by example, the other night, Don Pablo sponsored my event, and they sent one of their servers to come to represent Don Pablo's, Shanika Smith. And when it was her turn, she got up and she said, well, I'm a server with Don Pablo's, but really, I'm finding this so wonderful because I never even get to talk to women in business. And this is such a great motivation to me, and I'm finishing up at Kennesaw State University, and I really want to have a business of my own. I'm really empowered by this group to really have something that I can call my own. And I mean, that made me feel good, just that she got that kind of message from that experience, which she wouldn't have gotten in a more traditional setting.
Absolutely. And with people looking to kind of diversify or look at what's next in their career, there's a lot of times where going out and networking, even if maybe you haven't fully established your business yet, can perhaps give you some clues to, oh, I've got an idea just from meeting these people of something that I could do, or I never thought about this type of business, and now I've met someone and made some connections. So it can spark some new ideas in your career, even if you don't have a product you're ready to sell today.
And the thing is that, like with Annette and Carol, they become go-to individuals. They're there to support the women that come. They're there to give them a suggestion and advice, maybe a connection that they need to make to help them grow their business. So it's so much more than just the experience. It's also these two women stepping up in their respective communities to do what they can to support, acknowledge, and provide resources for the women that they meet.
That's a great point. Yes, I'd like to hear from Annette and Carol a little bit about how you've found the experience as a licensee kind of becoming this go-to connection person rather than just one other person that's at the event. You're the facilitator, you're the leader. Has that changed the way that women in your network view you or what they seek out advice for?
Well, I'm sort of known as the go-to person anyway, so it's kind of stepped up my game. I get calls all the time, well, I know you know everybody, so I'm sure you know someone who can do such and such. And it's like, well, as a matter of fact, I do. And usually I end up giving them two or three names and numbers of people that I know. And most of the time it comes from my rosters that I keep. I don't throw them away of all the joy of connectings. And I go back through and find the person that they're looking for that's in the industry that they need. So it really has been. And I've developed relationships with other entrepreneurial women. And over the years, these have become friendships. And I just wouldn't take anything for it in the world. I'm so glad to be involved.
Carol, anything to add?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to add what some of the women that have come to my meeting have done for me as well as I have done for them. In doing my seminars, what I've tried to do is not just showcase myself, but take women with certain businesses that I can help them, promote them, and they can also make me look good within the seminar. I think it's important that we help promote our women that come to our meetings. And I have to say that they have helped me along the way just as much as I'm helping them. So it's a win-win situation.
Now, it's been a bit of a rocky economy lately. Do you feel like having this tight-knit network and community has been a source of strength?
I think it's most important now that we come together and we help each other. Do you want to add, Bonnie, to
that?
Yeah,
I will. And I'd like to back up a little bit because I did go to the Joy of Connecting was one of the sponsors the last time that Carol did a seminar. And she really does speak her truth. I mean, there were vendors there that perhaps would not have had the opportunity in another setting because of its affordability, because of the way Carol marketed it to get a really good audience for them. She had an author there. She had somebody that does, I recall, that also helps you shop more economically. And that's just an example. It could have just been a financial seminar, but it wasn't. It was so much more. As far as the economy is concerned, I mean, attending a JOC, number one, is affordable. And number two, we need, as Carol mentioned, nation, we need to support each other. And if you isolate yourself at a very time that you need to step up your game, you're really hurting yourself on all levels, because the more you're involved and the more others get to hear the truth of your story, the more they become confident and comfortable. And there are a lot of women that do fly solo. You know, they may not have a spouse. They may have, you know, the support system that's not that supportive. But when you come to a JOC, you can literally call anybody that you met that night and say, you know, I didn't mention it when we were together, but I'm really hurting and I really need some advice, some ideas, some marketing tips. And you'll be met with such open arms and such encouragement. And I just don't think that that's in the traditional networking arena. It's a crowded marketplace and everybody's scurrying. And if you can find somebody that's willing to work with you instead of compete with you, I think it's a huge step in the right direction.
It sounds like the benefits to going to a Joy of Connecting are far more than just a traditional networking meeting. This is a much larger experience.
Yes, and one of the things that in regards to networking and mentioning the down economy, and to tack on to what Bonnie said, so many people want to, well, you know, it's a down economy, I'm not going to get out there, but to network and put yourself out there with your business, because if you go to just one networking event, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust, and you have to build that relationship. So you can't just show up one time and expect everyone, unless you have the only widget in town and you're the only person selling it, which is not the case in today's market. I like to say, liken it to networking to what Zig Ziglar says about motivation and taking a bath. You can't do it just one time. You have to keep showing up.
So how often do can people attend a Joy of Connecting meeting?
Well, it's monthly. You know, here in the greater Atlanta area, we've got about 24 locations, which is wonderful because there's lots of choices. And going back to what I said earlier, it's where and when it's convenient. So it's generally women offer it once a month, and you plug in when you can, and it's a non-membership. As far as nationally is concerned, we're always looking to expand. So I like to tell women that if there isn't a Joy of Connecting in your area and this is something that really appeals to you, then you can always, you know, inquire about how to create your own and become the same kind of go-to person that Annette is, and really begin to empower yourself to be that kind of leader in your community and have women coming to you instead of you plugging in somewhere else. So,
yes, let's talk about the business model. Okay. Because, Bonnie, you are such a chic entrepreneur. You didn't stop with just one Joy of Connecting. You also offer this as a licensing opportunity. So how does that work if somebody would be interested in a license?
Well, there's a lot of information on the website, which is thejoyofconnecting.com. And there's articles that you can access just to read more about me, about the Joy of Connecting, about some of the licensees. They all have their individual profile there. You can read the diversity of women that have stepped up their game in their respective communities. And there is a link there called Curious About Becoming a Licensee, and that's simply an online, no obligation, that's not easy to say, online, no obligation application, where somebody can just fill it out and just say, you know, I read about it, I heard it on this Chic Entrepreneur radio show, and I'd like more information. I think the main thing is for a woman to, you know, to see what's going on in her community. I mean, the bad news is that you're always looking for, you know, that you never can have enough clients. And the good news is that the Joy of Connecting can be a solution. So, you know, if things aren't going the way you would like them to in your community, you'd like more training, more camaraderie, more link online exposure, this is simply an option to look at. It's affordable, it's powerful, and it does give a woman a sense of self-confidence. She begins to really recognize her skills and her passion. It eliminates some of the frustration and the fear that are in traditional networking arenas. And it's just, you know, filling out an application and us getting in touch with her and seeing if she's a good fit for us and if we're a good fit for her. If a woman's in business and she has to network and she has the willingness to support other women and be supported herself, it's certainly worth, you know, looking into, and there's no obligation and there's no stress involved.
Absolutely. Well, everybody in business is always looking to meet more good people of the right people that can put them in continuous connection. I mean, it really is all about who you know. Ladies, have you found being a part of Joy of Connecting was a lot easier than trying to start something like this on your own from scratch?
I just want to say, as you said, it's about knowing someone, building relationships. Just think about the business I'm in today after everything that's happened in the financial industry. I cannot say any more than how people have looked at me and seen me over the years and realized that I'm for real, that when they do invest with me, I'm not going to go off with their money, that I'm going to be there. They actually see where I live. They see how I live. I think that's also important being in my industry. So,
absolutely. Containing that kind of an intimate connection with people, you're really building a relationship. It's not just a sale. It's a relationship.
Exactly.
I received a call this weekend from a person that I met through a Joy of Connecting, actually when I was going to him before I became a licensee, and she and I here again have built a relationship and we're very good friends now, and she said, I had to call you to tell you thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Because of you, I now have a weekly radio show. And I was thrilled, and it was because I had introduced her to someone else. So she said, but I know where the connection actually started. So that really made my day and made my weekend. So it's all about building the relationships with the women over the years.
It's nice to see the impact that you're able to have. Any other great success stories you'd like to share?
Well, I'd just like to sort of dovetail what Annette said. As somebody that sort of got this thing going, I don't get all the stories that I would like to get, you know. In other words, there are things happening all over, everywhere, in every community, relationships, business, friendships, even collaborative things where an attorney might meet somebody that's a financial planner and they end up doing something together. Or Annette does a lot of logo and a lot of promotional things, and then she ends up hooking up with somebody else. So sometimes it takes a radio show like this for me to realize the ripple effect of women really caring about one another. And the successes just go on and on and on. And one day I just need to write a book about JOC success and just allow the stories to pour in, because I really don't hear nearly what I would love to in terms of the effect that JOC has had on relationships, on business, and also just on personal development. What does it do for a woman to step up in her community and really feel good about herself? And isn't that as important as anything else?
Absolutely. The ripple effect is enormous, and I'll even share a story of my own. A woman that I met at a Joy of Connecting event shared with me that meeting me and reading my book after she met me that night inspired her to start her own business, and she's now created a lot of success and a lot of success for other business owners in Atlanta. So it really is wonderful when you see that kind of ripple economic effect, that women coming together and doing smart business built on good, solid relationships has in our community. So I commend all of you. We are almost out of time, and it has been a joy connecting with you three today. I always like to ask my guests here on the Chic Perspective Show to share a chic tip with our listeners. Now, this is one personal kind of key of success that you want to impart on other women entrepreneurs. So, Bonnie, let's start with you. What's your chic tip for us today?
Mine would be, and it's remained with me, so I wasn't caught off guard, which is great. Make every connection count. And the tagline is, you never know. You never know where a connection will lead. So you make every connection count wherever you are and whatever you do.
All right. How about you, Annette? What's your chic tip for us?
Well, it was what I was saying a while ago about Zig Ziglar, is that you have to keep showing up. You can't just attend one time and expect that spark to go off. People have to see and hear you 7 to 8 times in today's market for them to realize who you are, what you sell, what you represent before they want to do business with you. They've got to know, like, and trust you. So you got to work on building the relationship. So you got to find those networking venues that you feel comfortable in. And the Joy of Connecting, to me, is the number one top of the list. And keep going, keep showing up, keep coming back, especially if you're an introvert and you have to work on that to get yourself out there. It will come. So you have to stay the course.
Excellent. Great advice. And Carol, a chic tip?
My tip for the ladies listening is give to somebody what you want to receive. Don't think about getting, think about giving. And if you give, you will receive.
I couldn't say it better myself. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in for this week's episode of the Chic Perspective Show. I hope you've learned a lot about the joy of connecting. And once again, you can visit the website at thejoyofconnecting.com to find out more information. You'll also find the link on our blog. If you'd like to listen to more Chic Perspectives episodes, go to businessradiox.com. And if you want to find out more about the Chic Entrepreneur, you can visit us at chicentrepreneur.com. Until next time, wishing you all chic success.